Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Ms. P.K. Eastman. P.K., take it from here.
Oh, Tanya, thank you so much. I'm hustling here to get everything organized and be on time and give you all my best today. So I love these summits. Thank you so much, Tanya, for organizing them and giving all of us an opportunity to share what we think might matter to someone out there in the world. So I am ready to go. My topic today, as you know, is how to 10 times your speaking ability and how to create the fast track to building trust with friends, family, and in this scenario, maybe most importantly, our business connections. So let me tell you a couple of things about me. First of all, I am an entrepreneur, and I have combined my love of words and storytelling from my past life. I was once upon a time an English teacher, and then I found that the students I was working with were not the least bit interested in learning senior English because some of the homes they came from were less than ideal. And so I left teaching for a couple of years and then got my master's degree in clinical social work. My husband's comment at the time was really quite funny. He said, well, obviously you're not interested in money considering the professions you choose. But that was fine. And I quit. I didn't actually quit that. I maintained a part-time practice for a short time, part-time hours because I had a big family. So my favorite name other than P.K. Eastman is Nana. I have a big pack of grandkids, and when I'm not busy working, they're my priority. But today I'm working, so let's get started. You'll find that I'm kind of casual and informal. I think this information is really important, but I'm not the greatest just reading word for word from a script. So I'm going to do my best to stay on task here, and hopefully my way of serving today will be meaningful to you, and you will get some great information here that might help you move upward and onward in your business. Now, if you have a piece of paper and a pencil, that would be helpful. If not, and you can grab one, that would be second best. Thirdly, if that's just not possible, and I would totally understand that, you can email me after this presentation, and I will send you my diagram and my notes so that you can have those handy to refer to. And as you know, these talks are recorded, so you can get the information there. Okay, so let's start up. The other thing I want to tell you is that after leaving the business field for a while, I discovered entrepreneurship, and I have loved building my own business called Right Time, Right Now, which is about writing, because everything we need to do in life really comes back to using words, and the best way to learn to use words is through writing. I do a great deal of work with people preparing signature speeches and writing their presentations if they're in a sales situation. So we take their story and we figure out what's most important to them in telling their story, and then we combine that story with their skills. Most of the people I work with are emerging speakers and entrepreneurs and others in sales professions. So at the end of the work with me, they end up with at least one, possibly two or three presentations that use the information we're using today here and some other things that I have up my sleeve, so to speak. When they complete my program, they will connect with their own potential in a way they never have before, and they'll see that potential turn into performance, which will increase their incomes and just make a big impact on the relationships in every aspect of their life. Now, I said I wanted to tell you two things. The second thing is this. I absolutely love triangles, okay? Triangles are pure and simple and definitely low-tech. And that was one of my promises, a low-tech way to increase your sales. Triangles point upward, the direction we generally want to go in life and business. Also, triangles can map the balance we have in life. Are all sides equal? oops, or is one side way out of proportion? That can be a real reality check some days, some weeks. And lastly, triangles for me are really a great way to diagram and organize information. And then from that triangle, diagram the direction information flows, and you can begin to get a feel on how to master a concept. So as I said earlier, my purpose today is to serve you, and I'm going to do that by sharing one of my favorite triangles. It is my know, like, trust triangle. Say that three times really fast. As I mentioned, if you have a pen and paper, take notes, that's great. If not, I will email you the information, and we can just take care of that housekeeping tip right now. You can reach me at the name K-A-Y, at pkeastman.com. So it's K as the initial P, the initial K, and then E-A-S-T-M-A-N.com. So if you are ready, buckle your seatbelts. I am ready to fly with you into new territory. First of all, I always want to share with my audience that I'm working from some basic assumptions. Today, those assumptions are about three. One, I assume you are interested in building relationships and that you are a service-oriented person, whether that is at home, in your community, or in your business. Whatever your service, product, or other work you do involves some aspect of selling. And even those who say, I don't sell, they do. They only refuse to call it that because we have a fear of selling. So if I'm afraid of something, then I don't want to have to do it. Does that make sense? And secondly, you understand or have at least heard the phrase in marketing, know, like, trust, and how important that is to marketing. And lastly, you also would understand that you understand that all successful business relations, personal relations, and public relations are built on a single word, and that word is trust. Okay? So the goal of this discussion is to understand that important relationship between know, like, trust. When we just speak the words know, like, trust, they come out, obviously, in a linear series, know, like, trust. The reality is that building trust by getting to know someone and liking them is not linear. And I'll give you a couple of examples. How many of you know a person but absolutely do not ever want to be around that person? I know you and I don't like you. Not a good situation. Some of you may like someone, but you don't necessarily trust them. I might like my friend who is a service center caller, but every time somebody picks up the phone and says, Phyllis Watson, I know they don't know who I am. So I just gently hang up. I don't trust them. They haven't built any trust with me. I don't like that situation. So that's where the magic triangle comes in. If you either can draw or in your mind's eye imagine a large triangle, I would like you to picture the word trust in great big capital letters up at the apex, the very top point of that triangle. That's our goal. That's where we want to be. Whether we're in a networking group, as I mentioned earlier, or whether we are in a business presentation where we are at the front of the room and all eyes are on us because we have instantaneously become the authority in the room, right? Now, if you go down the left side of that triangle bar to the base, I would like you to put the word no in there, not no, no, Johnny, but no, K-N-O-W. Again, big letters so they stand out. And then moving across the base of the triangle to the right, we have the word like. And so this is how we build trust. We help people to know us, and then we help people to like us. We're going to add some other words to to this because we're going to explain in some detail. We know what trust is, right? That means you can babysit my child. I will buy your product. I will eat this cherry pie you brought over. Trust is about you have my back on this sort of thing. All right? So again, back to the word no. Let's start there and kind of deconstruct this triangle into these three lines and assign them some specific and identifiable characteristics. The vector no to trust means, in this diagram, that is the side in which we build credibility. You can't trust someone if they're not credible. Does that make sense? If so-and-so is an investor and all he has done is lost your friend's money, there's no credibility there. You're not going to trust him with your bankroll. So what is credibility? Credibility is easily defined by itself in terms of the word credential. So what we're really talking about is, who are you? Are you a dentist? Are you a stay-at-home mom? Are you a taxi cab driver? That's, in the business field, one of the first things people ask us, oh, what do you do? I'm a taxi cab driver. These are going to be all facts. They're going to be verifiable statements. I am a dentist. I am married to William. I have three kids. I love Brussels sprouts. Facts. Undeniable. Checkable. What these facts do is tell us, and this is the important part here, who are you? I'm Ted Brooklyn, I'm a dentist, I'm a this, I'm a that. Your credentials can extend into the field of education, background, experience. Those pieces of information will change slightly based on what part of your credentials are critical to the relationship you are trying to build. For example, maybe you have invented the next great computer chip, and Intel absolutely has to have this. You are very smart. You wangle an interview. When you go in, they probably have some general idea of who you already are, or they wouldn't have set the appointment. But as you start to talk to them, you want to build this credibility. That credibility would be around your education, perhaps. It would be about your experience. It would be about other companies you have worked with, what your technical background is. They are not going to be interested in the fact that you tried out for the Olympics when you were at Harvard and didn't make it. Now, that's a fact. It tells something about you, but it's not relevant to this conversation. I bring that up because it sounds crazy that someone might say that, but stop and think. When was the last time you were really nervous in front of someone and did something like, oh my gosh, I wish I could take that back, slip out of your mouth? Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's just me, but it happens to me all the time because nerves do that to us. So you can write these down and you can memorize them and you can have a list for your community service. You can have a list of credentials for the realtors you work with, or you get my drift here on this. You can pick out and make those lists, and then when you're ready with that appointment, you can pull them out, and that will enhance your credibility just by saying the right things that will matter in that relationship. Okay? So let's just slide across the base here and look at the angle that goes from like up to trust. Now, like is the part where it gets a little stickier. Facts tell us who you are. Like happens more about the more of subjective parts of your life. Here we're talking about, what do you believe? How did you learn that? So why are you the way you are? I was raised in a home where everybody was very respectful. I came from the South. So I still say, yes, ma'am, no, sir. You have a core belief about respect, and that will impact your story. Now, I don't know about you, but I have not picked up a piece of material or read anything on the Internet that's business-related in the last year that doesn't somehow have the word story in it. What's your story? How do you decide what's important about your story? Some people believe they don't have a story. There's nothing important about them. If that speaks to you, work with me or find someone else that you trust that will help you develop a story. Because without a good story relevant to any given situation, you are leaving the proverbial money on the table. We must connect with people in order for them to like us. It just is in our genes. We like people we know something about that we can relate to. I cannot relate to someone who graduated from Harvard. I can, but not based on that particular fact, okay? But if that woman has had several children and is struggling with teenagers, now I can identify with her, okay? So it makes a real difference. This is impact stuff. Why are you the way you are? And I referenced Og Mandino, I think, earlier. If not, we'll catch up. Facts tell. Our stories sell. Now, sometimes you need a story and it's not about you. That can be okay. But a story, it must be. Again, let's go back to a situation where maybe you want someone to, you're a massage therapist and you know someone has pain in their shoulders. And you know that you can help them. Maybe you've never had pain in your shoulder, but you can say, Jennifer, let me tell you about my client, Cynthia. I'm not going to violate any HIPAA laws here, but it's possible for you to get relief by doing this and this. Jennifer can now play tennis again, one of her favorite things to do. You do have a story, I guarantee you that. That story is vital to who you are. It is who you are, and you need to know that story and take it into business. Years ago, you would never talk about something personal, but in a high-tech environment, people are looking for something that is high-touch, and it is your story, because who knows you better than you, and who would better to tell your story than you? Sometimes I write personal histories as a little side note, and somebody says, well, I don't have a story. Ah, yes, you do. And I'm telling you that if you don't write it, somebody else will, and you're not going to like it so much. So, again, find a coach, someone who will help you develop your story if that's something that you need. Now, I'm going back to the same idea as before with the facts and the tell and credibility. You want to be selective about which part of your story you tell to whom. Sometimes you have to be very good at reading the situation and your audience. You may have a story that you're willing to tell, but they may not be ready to hear it. So you need to monitor that with your audience. So now we know how to get from no to trust and how to get from like to trust, but the question really becomes for many people, how do we get from no to like? That bottom is the foundation of trust in terms of tying together the credibility and the connectedness. And there's only one word that describes that process as far as I'm concerned, and that word is vulnerability. I'm sure you've heard it. Other words we bandy about that are in the same wheelhouse, that's the word we hear a lot, is authentic. I don't know if everybody understands that. It's easy to use a word, but how much in depth do you really understand what that means? Well, it means to be real. That's another word. We hear it a lot. What does that mean? In this context, it means that you are willing to open up and share part of you, those core beliefs. And whether you say mine of my core beliefs is loyalty, that's not what I'm saying necessarily. Although there may be times where that kind of openness and boldness is perfectly acceptable and maybe needed. Vulnerability, authentic. My word to describe those is congruent. And that's sort of a 50-cent word, but here's what it means. We hear walk the walk and talk the talk. Do you talk or do you walk? You want to be the walker. So this side of the triangle says how you are. Are your actions reflective of who you are? And sometimes our actions are reflective of who we are. We're inconsiderate, or we're all about me, and that tells us who that person is. Or are your actions service-oriented? And you say, I'm service-oriented. I am here to get the best from me to give to you. That's where trust comes together, with credibility and credentials. You have the experience and the expertise. You wrap that with your story by being vulnerable, congruent, and you make sure your actions are in alignment with what you believe. That will, without a doubt, 10 times faster help you connect with clients, friends, family, anyone who has meaning to you. I know that's a lot of information, a lot of material to cover. I just want to tell you thank you. I hope that you have benefited in some way from this. And if you have and want to send me an email and need more information, I'd be happy to respond to that. If I have missed something important, I also would like to know that. I'm here to learn and I'm here to serve. So I want you all to know that this has been a pleasure. I love working with emerging entrepreneurs and speakers to help them find their story. You have a story. Don't overlook it. God bless.